This week on All My Children, Greenlee asks Adam to marry her.
Frankie comes to Randy's rescue.
Dredd finally confesses. Jordan,
what?
Wake up,
what?
Wake
what
up.
Time
you got
is
the
what
last
time?
You have the last caption.
What? Oh. And Jake and Taylor go for a run.
Again. All this week
on the Pine Valley Podcast. Oh my God, what
it's
a...
The first 2 minutes of the show.
Already?
I'm exhausted.
We watch so you don't have to. That is gospel to us here.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And she grabs that little 95-pound girl by the earlobe and
like,
the hair.
Hit him.
I was like, slap her, hit her, go!
The new writer is coming on. I won't be seeing you people ever again. Bye.
Don't let the prison gate hit you in the ass.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Forget about going to visit Bianca in Paris. Why don't you go visit Josh in Pine Valley? Because he hasn't seen you either.
I'm going to say it right now. I am not a muse.
Was it me or was this week just long?
Oh my God, people.
Was it long and boring to you?
Anyway, listen, you are listening to the podcast, the Pine Valley Podcast, for the week ending August 8th, 2008, the first day of the Olympics.
Ah, welcome back.
That is something to keep you awake. Did you see the opening for the Olympics?
No.
You watch everything on television, Jordan.
Honey, I have too many things to watch. I could not add the Olympics to it.
Every show. What did you watch this week?
I watched All My Children, One Light to Live, Guiding Light, As the World Turns, Hopkins, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, The Cleaner, Closer, Army Wives.
Oh my God.
Wait, I've got Swing Town, MVP, Chelsea Lately, The Soup, Weeds, Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
That's not possible.
Yes, it is.
There's
girl.
Not enough hours
yes.
in the day.
And I know I'm forgetting some shows.
Oh my God.
I know I'm forgetting a couple of shows.
Is this every week?
Yeah, well, when they're on. I mean, I don't get a break in the summer anymore. I used to get a break in the summer, but now all the other networks are putting their shows on in the summer. So I get like maybe a week break because once these summer shows end, then my fall shows start. I'm a big TV holic. I love my TV shows.
But yeah, people, you should see Jordan Hudson. He is the most like fit man I know. His muscles are sculpted.
I know because
so
I go to the gym
like
and work out.
Potato.
No, I'm not. I'm at the gym. You know how many hours I work out at the gym?
How many hours?
I work out like 1 to 2 to 3 hours like
a day.
I try to work out.
Do you watch TV while you work out?
No, I can't do that.
How do you
I don't do that.
I could barely fit in 5 episodes of All My Children.
And then I have my jobs.
Oh my God. I don't know how you do it.
I have to admit that in the last like couple of weeks, it's been a little, I've been falling a little bit behind. I was just like.
I've been watching Mad Men.
Oh, I love Mad Men. See, I knew
that's
I was forgetting. Mad Men just started up again. I love me some Mad Men.
Awesome.
Mad Men's one of the best shows.
He loves Miss January Jones, who plays the wife.
I do. You don't like her. I like her. But she's not my favorite woman on the show. My favorite woman is...
Secretary.
Oh, I live for her.
Amazing.
Did you see her this week that just passed?
I didn't see that. I just finished the first season.
You haven't started the second season?
I haven't started the second season yet.
Oh, wait. This week she was so... Ooh, she was a bitch and I love her.
I love it.
I was like... I just love that show because it's capturing a time in American history that was just like I sit down and I watch it and I'm just blown away by it.
Yeah, me too.
Blown away by it because you're like, God, this was just like 40 something years ago and people were acting like this, you know? Ooh, child, I love that show.
I love that show too.
Love me some Mad About Mad Men.
Oh, listen. I had a heart to heart with Terry from Toronto.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Well, we missed you last week. I'm sorry. We could not do a show.
Whose fault was that?
That was my fault.
Okay, just let them know. I don't want them blaming me.
That was my fault. Schedule conflicts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the one with the computer, so if I can't do it, don't get done.
Exactly.
So, listen, What was I talking about?
Terry in Toronto.
Terry in Toronto. So, Terry wrote me and said, and actually broke my heart because Terry in Toronto wrote me like before, like last Saturday or something. Like when I normally, you and I would have been doing a show. Yeah, and right. She said, you know, can't wait to the next podcast and blah, blah, blah. So that broke my heart because I knew I wasn't going to do one. So she writes me and I write her back and I say, you know, sorry, Terry. I didn't get back to you. I got to admit, you know, I was not able to do a show, but I got to admit that I am just not enjoying the show right now. It is a chore for me to watch it, which is why I'm amazed that you could watch 82 shows. I could barely watch this one. But she said, so she says to me, she said, you know what, Ash? She said, you should tell people that. That's why people listen to you. Because I told her, I said, I don't want to be so negative and tell people I don't want to watch the show.
Right.
We do a podcast on a show that we love, and then I'm sitting here saying, I don't want to watch it. It sucks. La, 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 la.
Yeah, but you know, but that's your opinion. That's what everybody listens to. They want to hear everybody's opinions. I mean, everybody in the blog has different opinions, which I love you guys in the blog.
I love them.
Our blog, I don't care what anybody says. Our blog is the best blog. You guys rock.
Listen, there's some really good blogs out there.
There's some really.
But I'm a little partial to our blog.
Our people on our blog are the best. I'm sorry. They are funny. They are creative. I mean, every time I get on the blog, you guys crack me up. I wish there was a way that we could do some kind of phone in and have you guys on a show with us.
That's not hard to do.
Really? Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
Do you think we should do it?
I would love to do it. I would love. Imagine being able to hear Terry and Elise.
CRS 17. And Brown Penny and Laura.
Oh, Brown Penny. Brown Penny's watching One Life to Live. I got to hook that One Life.
That's awesome.
One Life to Live was good this week, unlike All My Children.
Brian.
But see, we got different.
It's like, do you ever watch Romper Room?
Well, when I was a kid.
No. Is that the one? It's Storybox.
No, that's the Magic Garden.
Magic Garden.
You silly girl. That's the Magic Garden.
Did you ever watch the Magic Garden?
Yes.
Do you remember when they would look into, was it the mirror, and they would say the kids' names? And they would
That's not the Magic Garden.
Yes, it is.
The mirror is Robert.
No. But I'm talking about Garden when Paula used to say, I'm telling you right now, Paula used to say all the kids' names. And I used to beg and plead and scream for her because she would pretend to look into the camera and pretend that she could see all the little kids. And I didn't know any better, so I thought she could really see the little kids. And I would scream, Ashley, Ashley, Ashley. And she wouldn't scream my name. That's what we're doing to you, you bloggers. We're naming your names.
I was wondering where this story was going.
I'm sorry. I guess my point is, I'm sorry if we didn't mention you. I'm sorry if you're screaming right now into your iPod.
That's funny.
Call my name.
I finally got where she was going with the story. That's funny.
Anyway.
But see, we got a difference of opinion right now because, you're saying that the show is a chore. I would not say the show is a chore for me.
Last year
with the Satin Sayer, the show was a chore for me. That's what gets me through. People, this is what I'm telling you right now. Every time I'm watching All My Children now and there's a moment that I'm like, all I keep saying is, it could have been last year. It could be worse.
You know what's
That's
getting
what
me
I
through?
Keep comparing it to.
You what? Know what's getting me through?
Chuck Pratt?
Whatever fragrance you're wearing right now.
You're so stupid.
You smell so shower fresh. I'm like leaning on his arm. It smells delicious.
You're so silly.
It's true. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Was it Elise? Elise told us about Superposter posting that Chuck Pratt interview, right?
Yes, Elise and Susan from Toronto.
Elise and Susan. I got to tell you, Elise, I don't see what you see when I read that interview. It kind of was like, I still don't think he might be the savior. And guys, I got my source called me yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I can't say
it. What did it say?
It said a lot of stuff, but I cannot say what it told me because it's a big spoiler alert. This is not even in the soap magazines, what's coming in a month. So I cannot say what happened because I do not want to ruin it for anybody.
Do tell.
No spoiler alert. All I will say is that things will eventually be coming to a head with the whole Annie, Ryan, Greenlee, Kendall stuff. And it's going to take an interesting twist that, I don't know, maybe as the weeks come by, you guys will see it coming. I don't know. But all I know is that when I heard about it, I had very mixed feelings about it. All I will say is that my source told me that Miss Melissa Claire Egan turned it out with her scenes.
Mm.
And we'll just let you with this little thing. Miss Kendall is going to be a major bitch in the next couple of weeks. And she's out of control.
You people.
Out of control.
I'm playing coy right now, but I know everything.
Well, because I told her. I told you immediately. I was like, girl.
Everything.
But I will say this. Because this has been annoying me in this, and I got to tell you, we've been blogging about this. The bloggers know how I feel. Because you know I love me my Alicia Minshew, but I hate what they have done with her character.
Kendall.
And like, she has been so annoying. Why is she in everybody's business? Why can't this woman, and why don't her man, and you know, and I don't like men abusing women, but I'm giving Zach permission to slap her around because she is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, but he can't slap her too hard because
she might
end up outside the studio.
But look, no, but I'm serious. Like, she has been really annoying. And the only thing that I, because when my source told me what's coming down the pike, you know, the only way that this is going to work for me is if we find out that Kendall secretly does want Ryan.
That
would be interesting.
That would make sense.
That would make sense why she's up in his business. And the thing
up
is,
in his grill.
And the thing is, it would be then great because you know what? Like mother, like daughter. The same way Erica is so self-destructive in these relationships that she gets a man who loves her. She's never been satisfied and happy.
Why don't you do so this? Kendall, no. I don't want to hear this. You need to write a letter.
I did.
Send your resume to Chuck Pratt.
Oh, please. I'm not sending that hack.
Because that is so ass, too.
That hack, I'm not sending it to him. I'm not happy that he's coming aboard. He ruined my Santa Barbara.
Well, he said in that interview that Elise sent the link for, he said in that interview that he was open, that he was walking into the writer's room and saying, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Just do it.
Yeah, but you know what? From, again, what my source told me, it seems like a month down the pike, we're still dealing with the same storylines that we're dealing with now. And I got to, oh, God, I got to tell you.
Oh, I burped. I thought you were.
No, you're still stupid.
I thought you smelled my burp.
No.
I tried to go away from the microphone.
No, I got to tell you, I
had sushi.
Because I don't know if we discussed this. You heard the latest. Now, supposedly, Josh is off the show. He's not even a recurring character.
I can't
character.
Take it. You call me.
I am not amused about that.
He saw it in the New York Post.
Daily News. So column in Daily News only has.
And he doesn't say news, people. He says news.
News.
That's a diphthong.
A diphthong.
I looked that up in the Wikipedia. People, you gotta use Wikipedia.
I love me some Wikipedia. I found out all about the Gossip Girl books in Wikipedia.
Oh, you do?
Because I don't read the books, but I love the show. And then I found out the books are really different than the show.
Oh my God.
Really different. Oh, that's another show I watched, Gossip. Oh, but it's coming back September 1st. But anyway.
I can't take it.
All right, so wait.
What?
So are you not mad about this? Because you were in love with Mr.
You know what?
I'm just.
People, you gotta understand. And I kind of told this to Terry in Toronto. Ashley is feeling a little numb right now. The show has numbed every nerve in my body.
I'm just very upset about it.
And I, you know, it's no surprise to me because they weren't using him.
But
explain
to me.
I'm numb to all the idiocy.
Explain to me.
I'm numb. Just numb.
Explain to me how Adam is still on the show, but Josh is off. Oh, and that's another thing. In the article, Chuck Pratt praises Julie Han and Carruthers.
Oh, my God.
What was that about?
That I had a response to.
I mean, he said that he
would like. I got that taste of bile in my throat.
And then he said that all the actors in the show, the new ones and the old ones,
are good.
Wait, is he not watching Brianna Mongrief?
No.
Is he not watching Bland Randy?
Randy.
Randy's now Blandy.
Randy.
We got to call her Bland.
Bland.
Bland Randy. Bland Randy. We got to come up with a new name for Randy. So she had a little life this week.
How about this? Really bad actress.
No, that's Brianna Mongrief.
All right, people, I'm sorry.
All right, we got to get into this.
I feel bad.
Well, about what?
I should say that about Randy.
Look, she had a little, you know, she's working hard and she had a little bit. Again, I think, you know what I think? I think they need to not give her, she is not at the level where Randy, she's not at the level where she can handle the really deep, dramatic stuff where you need to have layers and subtext and subtleties. She's not up for that yet. But the fluff stuff, she's good.
She's not up for anything that you have to have feeling for.
The fluff stuff she did good. The stuff with Frankie, you know, the fluffy, easy stuff
she
did good.
She's not really up to acting, really.
No, that's Brianna Mongrief. I'm sorry. Brianna Mongrief. And now everybody in the blog is talking about her posture, which I've been talking about since she first started. I noticed that girl slouches.
Scoliosis?
No, you are evil.
What?
Don't we say that people have diseases like that?
I don't know.
She does have some kind
she
of weird, like,
hunch
thing. All I know is that she had a scene with Bobby Eakes this week, and I guess Bobby Eakes knew in advance that she was going to work with her. So Bobby Eakes was like, I got to make sure that I'm up and alert and I take some pills because I'm not going to let her zap my energy. And Bobby Eakes fought her inch for the energy because, you know, those first scenes they had together, Bobby Eakes lost it. She was like... She was letting Brianna McGree suck the life right out of her, those beach scenes.
And, you know, speaking of the Brianna McGree, Trollby.
Trollby, I love that. Oh, I want to know who gave her that name, Trollby. I love that.
I love that, Trollby. So, listen. What do we have last week, right?
I don't know. Where did the Scooby Gang come in?
Last week, the Scooby Gang, every single person confessed. And then that this week, so stupid. Sam Woods took an actual interest in his son's life. And so his son confessed to being the sole driver of the car. And so Private Dick Jesse arrested him.
Not a private dick.
All right, fine. He's a cop. But he sure was a dick this week.
No, he was just doing his job.
Come on. Give me a break. He was so insensitive about stuff. It drove me nuts.
No, I don't think he was. He was doing his job. You know, you got tough love, girl. Tough love. These kids were given the opportunity to confess. My God, look at those scenes that Angie had with Cassie last week. A mother begging her daughter, saying, tell me the truth, tell me the truth. And these kids were playing stupid. I think Jesse was dead on right for treating them the way he did. He should have locked all three of them in prison. Then maybe they would have came. No, I don't think he was a tad insensitive. Those kids were annoying. I would have put all three of them in jail and let them spend the night and see what would happen.
One of them is his stepdaughter, y'all.
Who disses him left and right. I love what they're doing with Cassie now. Cassie's so much interesting now that she's not like one of the Huxtable children. And she's all like, because come on, be for real. You come back to your mother's hometown and she's like married to the ex-lover of her life.
Who looks just like
your
dad.
Who looks like your dad.
All right, you got a point.
You know, so I think this is realistic that she's not all like loving Jesse.
I think it's realistic that Dredd has a lot of acne.
Does he?
He does, yes.
He also has like a weird like scar thing on his arm. Did you notice that in the pool scenes?
That.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
I think though, zits and all, I think he did better this week. Hear me out. His scenes, you people don't like Bobblehead Sam Woods. I happen to like Bobblehead Sam Woods. I think he's got a lot more going on than just his bobblehead. I think he is not dead behind the eyes. I think he's a lot going on behind the eyes. I think he's a good actor. And I believe him as a father and a politician with Dre. I like him very much. And when he was working with Dre and Melvin Van Peebles, who I adore. Melvin Van Peebles, mind you people, he didn't come in and let the costume department decide what he was going to wear. He brought his own basket weave cap, his own oversized John Lennon glasses. He is Melvin Van Peebles to the core. He was awesome. You didn't like him this week? Why are your eyes glazing?
Because I'm trying to get a word out.
I'm sorry. His eyes are glazing over.
No, they're not glazing. Look, I agree with you that the Van Peebles men are really good.
Yes.
I don't think that the audience doesn't like them. I think the audience, they're not on enough for the audience to care about them. I think that's the problem. I mean, how can you get invested when Sam Woods shows up every other Tuesday for like an hour?
You got a point.
I mean, you can't knock the audience for really feeling this character. It's like, how can you be invested when you know that him and Eric are probably nothing's going to happen with that because he's not on contract? And he even said in an interview that he doesn't know what's going to happen because, you know, he's on damages, girl. He's going to be on Glenn Close's.
On damages. Who cares?
Powerfully written nighttime show on FX with Glenn Close. Every other Tuesday for 15 minutes with Susan Lucci. Damages wins out, girl. So if All My Children ain't going to step up the plate and give the man a real storyline and sign him up to a contract, then don't be surprised when you lose him.
All I know is I read on Super Poster's blog that Mario Van Peebles is on recurring status on both programs, and his representatives have made it very clear that he is recurring on both shows.
Well, again,
and that would be Mr. Super Poster of the Year.
I still say
www.myspace.com/Super Poster of the Year. He's our friend. Go to his blog.
I still say you cannot get invested in a bunch of recurring characters. You need to have them on the show, and you need storylines for them.
Josh.
He's not recurring. He's gone.
Oh, that's right.
Face facts. He's gone. I'm just as upset as you. Well, good Lord. He was like an extra the last time we saw him. So.
Well, what I did like was that not only did Dre get arrested, but Adam did too.
Oh.
And I like this twist. I like it very much.
Jesse and Adam.
Yes.
That was hot.
I like it very much that Adam has jeopardized everybody's future by destroying the evidence.
And he jeopardized Dre's future by destroying the evidence. That was a good plot twist. And those scenes with Jesse and Adam. Yeah. See, this is what I love. History, people. History. Because, you know, they have history, those two. Mm. Ooh, God, that was some good stuff. I love it when they give the real good actors some meaty stuff. I was living for that.
I do like when Jesse and Sam Woods are together, too. That's some powerful
acting, too. I don't think ABC has seen this much black people since Family Matters.
There's a lot of black people on the show. I agree.
I was like...
And you could argue that some of the people on that show were not black.
What do you mean?
They were kind of whitish.
Who?
Irwin, what's his name? What's the kid with the glasses?
Urkel? He's black! What do you mean? He ain't light skinned.
I ain't talking skin color, though.
Oh, you talking about the way they act?
Yes.
That was his character. He was still a black person.
It's a joke. It didn't land.
Oh, I get it. You're so stupid.
I try, people. They can't all be winners, as Carlos says. All right, so listen. Then we had Erica come in to see Sam and comfort him. And she was wearing her fashion all week. Last week, this week has been to die for.
No,
the yellow top she had on with, I think, jeans, She looked like a 22-year-old vision of love.
This is what I'm going to say about Miss Lucci. What? I'm not saying that she's had work because I don't know anything.
She's had so much work.
If she's had any work, every actress and actor in Hollywood should be calling work. Susan Lucci to get that person's number because she just looks awesome. She looks fabulous. She looks great. I agree with you. She looks like she's 22 sometimes. I mean, she puts those young girls on the show to shame. Touché. Last week in that white...
I can't talk about it.
Oh, and then this week when she went to go visit Adam and
with
Carmen.
That black and white dress. Oh.
Oh, how hot Miss Lucci looked.
I hated her. I hated and loved her all at the same time.
She does not look her age at all. She's hot. She does no wrong, Miss Lucci.
Don't you love when, first of all, Erica's comforting Sam and then Jack walks in.
Yeah.
With his jerkson head. And then the press comes in. And Erica loves the press. She just likes it.
She knows how to work the press.
When a flash bulb goes off, Erica just lights up like a Christmas tree. I love it. So then who figures out? I think it's Jack talks to Dre and to Jesse, and they all figure out somehow that Richie was probably dead by the time Dre hit him. But of course, they can't prove this.
Because Adam destroyed the evidence.
Adam destroyed the evidence, and not to mention Insani.
Because of the
destroyed
fact,
the car.
Because of the fact of the way the blood hit the car.
Yeah, something like that.
That was it. So if they could have gotten the car and seen the blood was underneath the car from when they ran over him, rather than if they had actually hit him and the blood would have been spattered on, you know, like, so that's it.
Right.
Adam messed it up.
Right. I love when Jesse, when you were talking before about Jesse going to see Adam, didn't Jesse bring Adam a scrap of the car? Am I imagining
that? Yeah, that was stupid.
That was so dumb.
I mean, Barry.
Like, but listen, the scrap that he brought was like a piece of a Coca-Cola can. Like, you could tell it wasn't a piece of
a
car.
But the thing is, you know what I found stupid about it? It was that Adam had Barry destroy that car, and Barry said that they send pieces of it like all over the world. And somehow the Pine Valley police, who could not find the Satin Slayer for a year, was able to all of a sudden find a little piece of this car somewhere.
In a local dump.
No, and it wasn't a local dump. It was somewhere else. I don't know. Jesse said something like, I don't know, like Timbuktu or something. And I'm like, oh, great. So his Pine Valley police, who couldn't find the Satin Slayer, went to like Timbuktu to find a piece of car. That was stupid.
It was dumb.
It was dumb.
There's a lot that's dumb in this show.
It was dumb.
That's not the only thing. All right, well, listen. I had a great time with Melvin Van Peebles. I don't know how you feel about it.
I like Mr. Melvin Van Peebles.
It was good, right? How do we let's move forward with that? Actually, what we could talk about after that is really we could talk about Tad and Jesse
playing bromance. Playing that what is this game?
It's a Wii, but they can't call it Wii.
I don't know because I'm very like
call,
I don't.
What do they call it?
I watch too much TV and work out too much. I don't know a lot about technology, so I don't know what the hell Wii is.
A Wii? You know what a Wii is?
I don't know what that is, but I just read somewhere that they're putting it in gyms to like people can buy like that's I don't
well,
know.
Well, there's Wii Fitness.
Whatever, I can't get into that.
It's a video game. All Christmas, everybody bought them. It's a video game.
I don't play video games.
But listen, you don't play them with the just joystick. Like, you take the remote control and you like, if you're boxing, you have to box. It's really fun.
So could I get it and like if you're watch all my children, and whenever Brianna Mongrief comes on, I could just box her?
Oh my God, that would sell so many copies. Just like clap her in the head. I would love that.
Knock her in the forehead. Knock her in the forehead.
In that big forehead, you can't miss.
I feel so bad because we so are on her. But you know what? I really can't take her. She annoys me.
Listen, you're right. It is not fair to make fun of Brianna Mongrief's five head. It's not fair.
I know. We're not Chelsea Handler. I love me some Chelsea Hale.
I saw her.
Huh?
She's finally good. Saw
Chelsea.
Finally saw her.
Oh, isn't it ew? I love that show.
She's
so bad.
She's good. I like her.
She snapped on One Light to Live one day.
She did.
And I loved it when Snoop Dogg was on.
Well, listen, let's wrap up quickly. What happened was that they had the whole barbecue thing, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but Tad ends up bringing Jesse downstairs to play the Wii, and they deduce.
Those were some good scenes.
Some possibilities.
You didn't like them?
No, here's my problem with it. My problem with it is, first of all, why does Tad... They have to, like... They're making Tad this, like, pudgy, chubby, you know... He had that Kiss the Cook apron on, and his belly fat was all hanging out. You know, they're making him, like, this, like, Fred Flintstone dad. I want him to have more than that. I want him to have more than a wife that doesn't love him. And, you know, video games, and... You know, fat bellies and gray hair.
Okay, well, for that to happen, they would need to bring back Dixie.
Yes, you're right, or bring back Liza. You're right.
And if Marcy doesn't want to do it, I'll say it again. Beth Chamberlain, Guiding Light, steal her way.
Oh, exactly. I love that. I don't watch Guiding Light, but he showed me. But Joy showed me the clips on YouTube. Perfect recast for Liza.
That's what they need. Because you know what? I don't think the audience is going to... At this point, I don't think the audience is going to buy anybody new with Tad. I just don't.
I agree with you. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Well, he needs a woman from his past. We ended the week with those two because they deduced. And that was... Don't you think that was so stupid?
What?
How they deduced? I loved it. It's so easy.
You know what? But the two of them together, to watch the two of them work opposite each other and work off each other, they were so much fun. The show became alive when the two of them were together.
I agree with that. But
it was bromance all the way, and
I don't care.
It.
They're brilliant. They could turn. You know.
The Hubbards do it every week. They turn crap into gold.
Lemonade. From lemons. But listen, my problem is that it's still lemons.
Look, all I can say is all my children is lucky that they have the Hubbards right now, because the Hubbards saved the week for me. They saved it last week. They saved this week. I love me the Hubbards. No matter what the Hubbards get, they turn it out. And I love me some Hubbards.
I love me some Hubbards too. I hate me some Chuck Pratt and Scab Writers. That's all I'm saying.
You think Chuck Pratt's writing the show too, huh?
I do.
Right? I think it is because already they're starting the stuff he wants to bring in. That whole fusion thing. This week, Amanda and Babe were complaining about Greenlee and Kendall never being there. And then we finally saw...
Taylor. Twice. The second time. In like two sentences.
Why don't we go to that? Because that's like two sentences.
Okay. You want to know what happened?
Jake went for a run.
No, this is what happened. Jake went for a run. He spat. He said, what did he say to her?
Hey.
Hey. She goes, I gotta run. She runs. He sees her by the lake. He says, hi, I'm Jake. She says, hi. And she runs away. That's it.
So, in other words, this is money well spent to pay this high-powered actress from another show to do shit like this. Whoop, I'm sorry for the dope. You're gonna bleep that, right?
I'll bleep it.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, first of all, when was the last time we saw her? 2 weeks ago. For like 5 seconds with no lines, right?
Yep.
And now she had like five lines and she was on for like 10 seconds.
I can't wait to see her in the studio with makeup on.
Who runs with that kind of outfit that Ricky Paul Golden had?
Oh my God, he looked ridiculous.
Who runs in the heat in the summer, in black.
It was like long black dance pants, wasn't
and
it?
And a black shirt. Like,
didn't it look like long dance pants?
It was stupid. Costume, you lost it on that one. I don't know what you would think.
The rest of the week, they did so great because everybody's outfits were coordinated. Did you notice that?
Yes, but that was ridiculous. That him running in that, Crystal's I was like, what was
mustard
that?
Mustard colored top match her mustard colored walls.
You're so Mr. Blackwell.
It looked like what comes out of Gucci's butt. I swear to God, it was disgusting.
Look, all I know is that I thought that whole scene with Taylor and you know all
she
it
she needs makeup
all
I'm
it,
sorry
all it reinforces
she needs a little makeup come on
wait All it reinforced to me was that they're trying to force these two down our throats. I think what they should do is put her with Ryan, because at this point, Ryan needs somebody who he hasn't slept with. And they need to put Jake with Greenlee and Amanda and have that'd be a hot triangle.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Because I don't care what anybody says. I'm loving him and Amanda together.
Can we talk about Greenlee and Adam?
Oh, if we must. They bore me. Go listen, ahead. That's all you. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. I gotta go blow my nose. I gotta get tissue. You go ahead. I don't want to be here for that. They annoy me.
People, is it me or is their lovemaking disgusting? I find it disgusting.
I'm not even going to say
it. I want to say something. First of all, yes, I believe it was CRS17, although I'm probably misquoting. Someone said on the blog, did I just see Greenlee's boob last week? Yes, you did. You saw her pasty. It's called a pasty. They put it on to cover the nipple.
Is that what Janet Jackson had on?
She was supposed to have it on. She didn't.
She didn't?
She didn't. Either she did and it came off or she didn't have it on. But it's like a little flower shape. And that's what you saw. Shabby, shabby, shabby. And the other thing I will tell you right now is that the more they talk about lovemaking, the more I think of Adam's penis and Greenlee's vagina.
Oh, God. Why did you say
that? That's what I'm saying. You always that like, all so she does gross. Is talk about sex, sex, sex. And of course you think about is her vagina.
You are crazy.
I'm not being crazy. I wrote that down in my notes. I'm like,
you are sick. I don't even know what to
you
say.
You never
to that.
Think of that?
No.
All they do is talk about sex. Come on now.
I don't.
Greenlee's like ruled by her vagina.
I don't know where you're going with this. You're
it's kind of true.
That's you are so funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, all I know is I think Miss Rebecca Budig is getting so nauseated as each and every. Like, because all the sex scenes kind of increase progressively in terms of, you know, explicitness. And I think they're getting more and more explicit now, especially from last week when they had that like major naked one. And I think she's starting to be like not being able to like stomach it. I see a little bile. My high definition television, I see a little bit of bile. It comes out of the corner of her mouth. She gets upset. She gets upset stomach.
You're watching that unedited version on SoapNet again, aren't you?
I'm watching the high definition unedited version. And poor Rebecca Budig. I mean, she has to bring antacid to work. It's terrible.
Oh, Lord have
that's,
mercy.
How do you think she stays so skinny?
Oh, God.
After every love scene, she's nauseous. She can't eat.
You are so sick.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, after, there's that whole gas leak thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who, did Blandy do that or?
What?
Was that the idea that someone rigged the gas? That was Blandy,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. Was it?
Is it, people?
I don't know. Did I fall asleep? It could have.
You must have. Well, all right. So they have the whole thing. And of course, Adam, the clever detective, deduces that it is a gas leak because he is so brilliant. And so they go to Fusion, where Kendall has been meeting with Ryan, trying to convince him that a damn key in a picture frame means that Blandy is psycho. Arizona guy, I think, was the one who mentioned the hypocrisy of this.
Arizona girl, I loved your blog this week because that was just dope.
A whole list of all of Kendall's transgressions.
See, but this is why the people that write our blog should be writing the show, because see, that would make a good scene if somebody would have called, if somebody would have went off on this list to Kendall.
They should have read the list and then run out of time and said, we'll be back with the list after this commercial break. And the rest of the show could have been that.
Whole show could have been just like somebody reading Kendall's Riot Act and saying, you did this. I mean, look at this. She's detailed. I live, Arizona girl. Perjury, lied, saying that Bianca stole the alcohol, May 2002. Held Erica at gunpoint, May 3rd, 2002. Guys, if you don't look at our blog, you got to look at it because Arizona girl did herself. I was living for this.
It was great. Well, then Greenlee and Adam show up. And, of course, they have to announce to everybody that they were about to do. And
why was that? Why do you need to tell people?
Why do you think I keep thinking about Greenlee's vagina? Because that's all she does is talk about sex, 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 sex.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever told anybody, hey, me and Carlos are like going to like, you know, mm-mm-mm?
Well, if that were to actually happen, I would throw a party.
You ain't been getting
it. You know
any?
What? I might actually scream it out the window if that was to happen.
Oh my, I didn't know it was that bad. Okay.
Why do you think people have been making fun of Carlos and telling me that I should that making reference about me running off with Pedro.
Have they?
You saw that on the blog?
No, I didn't know that.
Someone said that Ashley probably clubbed Jordan and ran off with Pedro and our love child.
Why would you club me?
I don't know. Maybe because they were insinuating that you and Pedro had a little thing going. Maybe that's why. Can you imagine? That'd be fun. Would be a better soap opera than All My Children
right now. Ugh. So let's get through this because I want to get to the stuff that I really want to comment on because Kendall and Ryan.
Yeah, Zach calls with news about Blandy and that she's been in this accident, and then Ryan and Kendall skedaddle and Greeny's there. And Ryan asks Aiden to check about the key, and then it's just stupid, stupid, stupid.
But now we're coming to the fun stuff.
Oh, about Blandy?
I don't care what anybody says. The only thing saving this hideous storyline is Melissa Claire Egan and her brilliant performance as our new named Insani. I am living for her. That's the only thing in that Chuck Pratt article that I like because he said, you know, want to make her desperate, not insane. Desperate, and she deliciously desperate, and she is deliciously desperate. I'm loving her. Every time she comes on the screen, I get excited because I know it's gonna be some fun, campy stuff.
She was great in those scenes in the car. I admit it.
She was hysterical. She was hysterical
when she made the phone call, really straight face last week. That was pretty awesome.
She was awesome. She's running with this. They're finally giving her something really good, and she's working. But and I love.
She was really clever because really the whole reason for the accident was to get her into the hospital so that she could get a sonogram of the baby and show it to Ryan. Yeah. That would really force Ryan to take another look at this and maybe bond with her. And it worked perfectly. He bought it hook, line, and sinker. He canceled the whole key thing. They fawn over the sonogram. Blandy tells Ryan she loves him and he doesn't say it back. And she pretends again not to notice. And then...
I love her.
And then... Who does she see? But Det Ritchie. Mm-hmm. She starts seeing Det Ritchie, who keeps looking more and more. I think someone on our blog as well astutely pointed out he keeps looking more and more undead.
Really?
I think so.
Shouldn't he be looking more and more dead?
I think so.
It should be what is a symbolic thing? Like his
corpse is rotting. Do you remember American Werewolf in London, that picture?
Yes.
Do you remember when he killed, as the werewolf, he killed his friend?
Yeah, and the friend kept coming back.
And the friend kept coming back more and more dead until the end, it was just his skeleton with like pieces of hair hanging off.
But see, that would
have... That's what it should be.
But that would need intelligence in these writers just to... They're not that creative.
That would require brain cells.
That would require them to like really think and like really put some thought into the show. You know, and why do that when you could just kill Julia, you know, rather than have like a trial?
It's so true.
And when are they going to change those freaking opening credits?
They just rubbing it in.
They're just horrible.
They just rubbing it in.
And all three of them are behind. One Night to Live isn't that bad. General Hospital, though. I mean, General Hospital is ridiculous.
I don't know, Jordan Hudson. With the opening credits. I don't watch.
But All My Children is bad. But you know why I'm loving Annie? Because soap operas need characters like this. They need, because let me tell you something, she is reminding me of Cindy Harrison on Another World, who I lived for. Miss Cindy Harrison on Another World was insane.
How you does he know this,
insane
people?
Characters. And I've been telling you this from the beginning. The best girl to turn bad and desperate is always the good girl. Because that was how Another World got one of their best diva villains, Cecile the Poniac. She was a good girl for so many years, and after being treated like crap by situations, she decided to go bad. And they need to just keep Annie like this. And maybe, keep her on the show.
Listen, maybe I could buy that. I'm trying to buy that, but it's so hard for me because she started out so perfect for so long that this is still very hard for me to
stomach. But you got to look at it like this. Yes, she was perfect. She did all the good things and all the right things, and she got screwed over. And these two little bitches are meddling in her marriage and life, and that's why she's fed up with them. And I'm buying it, and I'm loving it because you know what? Greenlee and Kendall need to stay the fuck away from Ryan and Eddie, damn it. I am so with you, Annie. Why are these girls involved
Jordan,
in his life?
Jordan,
why are they up his? Because
Jordan.
You know why? Because obviously Ryan got the gold and they like it and he's good in bed and they can't. They got two men of their own. Why are they still involved in Ryan's life?
Listen, I agree with y'all.
I'm loving me some Addie.
All I know is that I love when Emma came in with that new little bob haircut. That poor girl. She looks so bored.
She was just off for 2 seconds.
She really was. But Blandy, Insani, pardon me, was a real master at, like, when she found out that the teens were arrested for killing Mitchie and Ryan told her, she was a master, man. I'm telling you. He proclaims his devotion to Blandy. I can't stop calling her Blandy.
Get used to it, baby.
I know, you're right. It's not Blandy anymore. She still talks like this, though.
Leave her alone.
She still talks like that.
Leave her alone. I love her. I love you, Melissa Clary, again.
Richie's death makeup looks like Kabuki.
You're so silly.
It looks like Kabuki.
Kabuki theater.
All right, so this is Kendall's brilliant plan. Oh, because God. You mentioned that Miss Kendall has a thing for socking it to Blandy, which we don't know why. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about Fusion real quick. You know what? Let's talk about Fusion real quick. Miss Amanda. Mm. How perfect does she look in that hot pink dress and that Farrah Fawcett hair? Perfect. Perfectly perfect. Babe, she looked pretty sexy in that
she
dress.
She did. She looked good.
They were color coordinated. Mm-hmm. Her black dress had hot pink piping. Mm-hmm. And Amanda's dress was hot pink.
Okay, Mrs. Blackwell.
I loved it. It looked good. That's all how right. ladies should look.
Okay.
Taylor needs a dress.
Okay.
And makeup.
And a hairdo.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell? Kendall brought in churros? Churros. Do you know what churros is?
No.
It's a Mexican donut. It's like a long thing. They sell them in the subway. You go to 14th Street Underground on the L platform, they sell the churros on the subway.
I don't eat stuff like that.
Let's put it this way.
Look, I work out. I wouldn't be eating stuff like that.
But let's put it this way. One churros is like the size of one of Kendall's wrists. That's what I'm saying. She wouldn't be eating churros.
She'd choke on it.
It would. It would plug up her gullet. It really would. And I got another complaint.
What?
Kendall's wardrobe.
What?
She wore that skinny green dress, and then she wore this skinny, tight, elastic-y print dress. Mm-hmm. She is 87 pounds. I don't think it looks attractive. Put her in clothes that are more flattering. I don't want to see flesh and bones. This is not player hating, people.
I gotta say,
I love
you know,
looking at Greenlee. She's skinny too, but she looks beautiful in her clothes.
I gotta say, you know that I've always fought you on this, but I have to say that I actually do think that Alicia's looking a little bit too thin.
Thank you.
Because I've always said that she was a natural thin girl, but she has some hips in her butt. But lately I've been noticing I'm not seeing the little curve on the hips and the butt's looking a little smaller. A little smaller,
Jordan,
yes it is.
When you look in the space between the chest and this caving in, that's a problem. I'm telling you. She's got no more tetas.
She's trying to be the new Simone.
Even Simone had fake titties. Come on now. She doesn't look nice. I'm sorry, people. I'm not trying to play hate on Alicia Minshew. She don't look nice in them skinny, skinny, skinny things. Put something of more substance and more class on her. She doesn't have classy clothes. Mm-hmm. She dresses like a hooah. You think that paint, that hot green cheap...
She don't look anything like Randy.
But Randy dresses better than that. Randy got some meat on the bones. She does. She looks nice.
I'm very torn about Randy.
She's
I
beautiful
can.
Girl.
She's very beautiful, and I do girl. Think I do think
she's
that
getting
that
better.
She's getting better. I do think she's getting better. I think we're you know, we gotta give her a chance, you know? Kim Delaney wasn't all firecrackers when she first started. You would have never thought she'd
true.
Win.
That is
you
true.
Never would have thought that Kim Delaney. Look, let me tell you something.
That is true.
As much as I love Jenny and Greg, I always thought that it would be Marcy Walker who would leave the show and become famous. And look who it turned out to be. Kim Delaney went on to do NYPD Blue and get an Emmy.
Famous is generous.
What?
She's not that famous.
Who?
Kim Delaney?
But no, for soap stars going on and making... You know how many soap stars leave a show and then never do anything again?
She's not doing much, Poppy. She's not
honey,
on
Honey, no, honey. She
After
was
10 years
no,
of
no, no, no.
on the air.
She was on NYPD Blue for a long time. Then she had her own show, Philly, which ABC was stupid to cancel her show, Philly. And then she did Army Wives. She's
oh, you got a point. I'm
she's
a, that.
She worked. As compared to Matt Berlanghi, who played...
Who the hell is he?
Don't you remember Matt Berlanghi? He was... what's his name? Haley's True Love.
Yo, I don't watch that. I have a donut hole. I told you, donut hole of viewership.
Anyway,
I didn't watch that.
Brian Bodine. He was Brian Bodine. He finally is working on Days of Our Lives. He just. Why is everybody stealing all my children's actors? He just joined Days of Our Lives. Lawrence Law, Greg Nelson, As the World Turns, got him, grabbed him.
Love him.
Unbelievable. All my children could have had him, and instead, As the World Turns,
I
has
want
him.
Jenny to come back as a ghost.
What's his name is on Young and the Restless? Did you hear about that?
Billy Miller.
Hello.
Hello, Billy Miller.
See? See?
Ex Richie.
See?
They hooked him up. And you know who's going to be hooked up with? He's going to be hooked with Elizabeth Hendrickson, who played Maggie.
Yeah, she was on All My Children, too. See All My Children? And yeah, you let all these good actors go. And who do we get stuck
Mia's
with?
Mia's gone on Young and the Restless.
Right? Brie Mongrief. Yes, Mia's on Young and the Restless, too. She's the new Victoria. Well, now she's like the old Victoria.
Brie Mongrief, we got rumors. She's going.
Oh, my God. If only those rumors were true and Aiden was following, I'd be a happy camper.
I would be so happy.
Okay, anyway, let's keep going.
The Girls of Fusion, which right now are just...
The Girl of Fusion.
The Girl of Fusion. Amanda or Babe on a good day. They are bitching to Kendall because Kendall's telling them that she's going to go to Vegas. She's never there. Greenlee's never there. Nobody's ever there. The company's going to down the tubes. And so Kendall tries to convince them that she cares about... it's Annie. And Amanda was cute. She's like... That sounds like a whole load of crap tables to me. It's cute. It was very cute.
I love me some Amanda.
Now, Babe gets permission to hire somebody. Who do you think is going to be? Randy or Carmen?
Well, it would have to be Carmen because Amanda bumped into Randy at that stupid bar. Confusion.
But Randy wants to take the job.
Huh?
But Randy wants to take the job.
Yeah, I know, but she might not because after everything that went down with her and Frankie, she's upset, so she might be doing something stupid and not following through.
Yeah, I don't know. We should know this, though. This is all over spoilers, I think. That's one of them is working.
Well, no, that was on the blog. Everybody was saying that both of them are going to be working at Fusion. But I think everybody's just saying that because it seems like any woman in Pine Valley who doesn't have a job works at Fusion.
All right. That's true. And we all know Chuck Pratt is going to make it better.
If he wants to make it better, he get rid of Fusion. I'm sorry, but I hated Fusion from the very beginning. It was those two idiotic writers that never wrote soap operas that created Fusion, and that's when the show started going downhill.
This is what should happen. I really hate Fusion. I'm going to get those girls of Fusion back. I'm going to put a bomb in Fusion. She's going
to... Oh my gosh, she'll be like Marsha Cross on Melrose Place. I love it! Love it! That's what Insani should do. Blow up Fusion.
Insani needs to blow up Fusion.
Insani needs to blow up Fusion and then pull her wig off.
That would be awesome. Oh, I love it.
Oh, that was good.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. I love that. That would be so much fun.
I'd be so happy.
Oh, my God.
And then
Adam could die in the explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Adam died. And then Kobe could need facial surgery, and when she comes out, she's
Amber Chester.
Amber again. Yes, yes. That's what you should do, Chuck Pratt.
That is a show. And whilst the Fusion is burning, you have all the clips of all the awful dumb things. Satin Slayer burning.
Death by peanut butter pancakes
burning. You know, pole dancing burning. All that stuff. Up in smoke.
Up in smoke.
Oh, that's good. You got to write Chuck
Pratt. I don't know. We crack ourselves up. That's all I can say.
All right. So listen. So Blandy, Ryan, Zach, and Kendall go to Vegas. And Kendall and Zach, you know, explain to Ryan that they just want to be friends with Annie. Blah, blah, blah. Blandy almost pukes. The only good thing about the whole thing is Sandy... You gotta get used to it, girl.
Insani.
The one good thing about that whole thing was Insani's red top.
Oh. She looked hot.
It was good.
And I liked her hair like all straight down like that.
Straight.
Ooh, she looked hot. She looked very 70s. All she needed was some big hoop earrings.
Actually, there was and two some bell good bottoms. Things. There was two good things.
What?
All right. You had that whole thing on the plane, you know, where Blandy goes into the thing and she sees Richie. She goes into the restroom and she sees Richie, and then she comes out, she talks to Kendall, and that's all well and good. Kendall grills her, which is dumb, but funny too, I thought. Now, the other good thing besides Insani's top was when Zach pulled her aside, gave her a glass of milk, and started her talking. And she talked about how Richie told her that he thought that Babe loved him and that's why he kidnapped her or something like that. And Richie is on the side in her imagination saying, "You blew it, sis. You blew it." And then she looks at him and she panics and her eyes fill with tears. And Zach looks at her and he says, Annie. Are you saying you saw Richie after he kidnapped Babe?
The Thorsten Kidd does the voice of the school janitor on The Simpsons. What's his name? One Eye Willie? Something Willie?
I don't know.
That's what
was it Melissa? The crazy male who told me to go. Arr. I love that. That's brilliant.
Ani. Oh no, not that Schoolyard Willie. No, you know who? That's the sea captain on The Simpsons. There's that sea captain. You know what she says?
No.
There's a sea captain who talks like that.
On the next blog posting, I'm begging you.
What?
Of every single show you watched last week, I want the name of every single show you watched last week.
Oh, every show. And I watched Masterpiece Theater, too.
How did you do it? That thing's like 2 hours long.
I love me my Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, my God.
My Prime Suspect, all my Jane Austen movies.
Anyway, so that was really good.
Okay,
and the other really good thing we had in Vegas. How did that end anyway?
What, Vegas?
Yeah, it ended with like Ryan. Oh, I know how it ended. Blandy was all happy, and she was sitting with Ryan, and Ryan looks at Greenlee in his imagination, and she says to him, "Where did you go, Ryan? Where did you go?" And he says, "I was thinking about the woman I love." And it was Greenlee, but Sani, thought it was her. So we ended with them being in love and wanting to get married again. Like Ryan's all Mr. Dad and committed and stuff. And then we have on the other side of the universe, which really they were in Vegas, but they might as well have been on another planet for as wacky as this day was. Mm-hmm. It was Greenlee and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas, playing craps. They find an old couple. I love this old couple. I know some of y'all didn't like the old couple. I love them. They were entertaining. They made me laugh. That's all I care about. They made me laugh. They were wacky. They go through this whole thing about how they're getting married after 40 years of not being together because they were young and stupid. And of course, it's so obvious. That's what I mean. It's so heavy-handed. Of course, Greenlee's going to look back and think, you know, I don't want to be them. Let's get married, Adam. I don't want to be them. I don't want to miss 40 years because we're stupid. Let's get married. Dumb, right?
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the scenes.
Good for you. I didn't.
They were in the chapel. The old people get married. They're dancing and talking about being naked. Look, and they're like bumping uglies and
like
stuff.
I don't like Greenlee with Aiden. That's it. I don't like Aiden, period.
I agree with you.
So I'm just... all this, I was like... I only watched it because I have to do this podcast. Otherwise, I would have been fast. If I wasn't doing the podcast, I'd be fast-forwarding this.
Rebecca does look pained. I'm telling you right now. Don't you think, people? She looks pained when she has to be on with Adam. When she's on with Ryan, she looks beautiful and perfect and beaming. When she's on with Adam, she looks like she's in pain. People, I wish you could see his face.
I'm in pain talking about
that. He is literally in pain. His face is contorting.
I don't want to talk.
Jordan forgets that this is a podcast and that we can't hear his face. But if his face could speak, oh my God, it would be shouting expletives. I would have. It would be bleep, 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 bleep.
I can't. Adam.
We can wrap up the rest of this real quick. We got Adam.
One of the bright spots of the week. We disagree on this story.
I didn't buy the whole crap. First of all, you knew that Adam... How was JR suckered last week by Adam? So stupid.
Because Adam's the master, that's why.
That's not true. Yes. You knew what he was doing. Everybody knew what he was doing. His own son has been burned by him 82 times.
I know,
and
it just shows that JR is not ready to take over that company.
It's too plotty for me. I hate it.
No, I love it. I'm loving this whole JR Adam going after the business thing. What I don't understand is why Barry still works. Adam must pay Barry a lot of money to put up with that freaking abuse. Every time Adam gets on the phone, all he does is insult Barry. He says the funniest things.
Neither Adam nor JR is spending very much for JR's hair. His bleach job is very, very orangey.
I like it.
It's orange!
I'm thinking Jacob Young's looking ashy. A lot of hottie lately, so.
JR, Jacob Young, your hair is ashy. You need an ash tone to cool it down because it's too warm. You need an ash tone. It's ashy.
You're so stupid. Anyway.
All right, well, they both try to help Troby, but I just don't care.
But then the best of, let's talk about
let's
it.
Let's talk about it.
Erica comes
on
to visit Adam.
Wednesday,
yes.
Erica comes to visit Adam whilst Carmen is trying to clean his home. And Carmen is wearing this little
and
number.
Carmen looks hot.
She was awesome. She had like this little black tank top and these Gucci Mama earrings. And these little tight tights.
She's vacuuming it out and trying to think. And he's like, what's you do this now? And how anybody could not watch this episode with Carmen and not realize what a find this girl is. And she's, you need to keep the character on this show. No, they better keep her. They better keep her. But this is what irks me, is that you could have had all these weeks, you could have had some funny shit with her at the Chandler Mansion and dealing with all this craziness with Kobe and JR and all that.
I know.
And they, the writers don't think. They don't think. And that's what irks me, because that would have been some funny stuff.
I thought it was funny when Adam fired Carmen. He's like, you're fired. And then he goes, ooh, that felt good.
But awesome. Why did he fire her? Because Erica and Adam were going at it, and Carmen opened her mouth and defended Erica. I love that Carmen's like a little pit bull. She comes to Erica's defense. Don't you be talking to my superstar like that. I was loving it. Those scenes were hysterical. And I got to tell you, David Canary and Susan Lucci together are dynamite.
I agree.
They need to come up with more storyline. I'm not saying you got to get them romantically involved, but these two need to always be interacting, because they work off each other so well.
You know, two other people who work off each other really well.
Who?
Tad and Crystal. But I hate their storyline. How many more times are you going to have Tad? You. No. Jordan, hear me out.
Go ahead.
How many more times do you have to hear Tad saying, Crystal, why aren't you honest with me about Adam? And how many times do you have to hear Crystal say, I am so sorry, Tad. I promise you, I will show you that I love you. How many times we gotta go back and forth with this nonsense before Tad is finally admits that Crystal is never gonna love him the way she loves Adam, and that it is a lost cause? I'm sick of the same old argument. Sick of it.
He's in denial. But I love those scenes at the police station.
So what?
No,
who cares?
When he confronted her about it, and she goes, this really isn't the place to talk about it. He goes, no, you're right. This isn't the place to talk about it. But you bet your ass when we get home. I was like, what? Oh, Chad was getting ghetto. I thought he was going to slap her. I was loving it. Right, I'm sorry. I love the, you know what? I love the complexity of the situation and the levels and the, I agree with you. I know it feels like you're, but they make it work for me. I'm loving them.
Same thing over. I don't care. And I'm loving it. Over. It has nothing to do with them. I adore Bobby Eakes. I adore Michael E. Knight. They are so much better than the material they have to spit out every day. My point is that my ears are now garbage cans and I can't take the same.
But you know what the problem is? You know what the problem is that they honestly do not know what to do with Tad. That's the problem. They don't know what to do with him.
They put him in fat aprons and gray hair and playing video games. That's not sexy, people. Tad being a fat tub of lard is not sexy.
You are so evil.
I don't mean it like that he's fat. I mean it like, don't
give me... Wait, you don't mean it that he's fat. You just said he's a fat tub of lard.
No, I mean like, they're making him like the Simpsons guy. What's his name?
Homer?
Homer! They are making him like Homer Simpson. That is not sexy. That's what I'm saying.
You're so horrible.
I'm not trying to be horrible, people. I love Michael E. Knight. I'm saying they're trying to make him into Homer Simpson. It's not funny. It's not sexy. It's not funny. Why does Erica and, you know, Crystal and all the other older ladies on the show, they have to be perfect, but Michael E. Knight gets to be Homer Simpson? Come on now. Hmm. That ain't right.
Well, that's double standards. I told you, we talked about that in a podcast a couple of podcasts ago, how the women are racked over the coals like Jeannie Francis and Judy Evans.
Look at Vicky from One Life to Live.
Yeah.
She gets laid all the time.
That's true. You know who else is really big and gets laid all the time? It's Kim Zimmer. They don't even address her the fact that she's like big. We're just supposed to believe that all these guys want her.
So maybe I'm being reverse
sexist.
But
I love me Kim Zimmer.
Maybe I should just say, if Tad could be Homer Simpson, then Crystal should be able to be Marge Simpson. Right?
What, you want her to put a big blue wig on?
Let's wrap this up. Do I have to talk about Kobe?
Not really.
Kobe drinks.
No, but in all honesty, Jacob Young made those scenes work.
Yes, fine.
Jacob Young was fabulous. He dragged her ass
to
a rehab.
Her to AA. To AA, whatever.
And she, of course, could care less. But, you know, it was more about Jacob Young, because I could really care less about Mongrief. Mongrief?
She wet Crystal with her water. She had a bottle of water.
That
Crystal smelled
scene
it.
Was so stupid. So that scene was so stupid. And really quick, because we in case you guys didn't see, what happened was on Friday's episode, the Hubbards and the Martins got together for a powwow for like a barbecue or something.
Right.
And of course, Cass didn't know that Jesse was going to be there, so she went in a hissy fit about that. that's when Tad dragged Jesse to the basement, and they spend the rest of the episode in the basement away from those annoying teenagers. Yep. And then meanwhile, Kobe goes upstairs and Crystal confronts her up there while Angie's talking to Cass. And I gotta say, the Angie and Cassie scenes I was loving. Yes, you all were right. Cassie's whining, whatnot, but she's a teenager. She's supposed to whine. She's at that age and she's going through a lot. And I really loved, because we gotta say these scenes were great, because you know what? Through the whole episode, all I kept thinking about was, why is Angie not realizing? And then at the end, she realized and she told Crystal, I sound like my father. And I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was brilliant, because through the whole episode,
she was so pained about it.
Oh, the whole episode, I was kept saying to myself, my God, she is sounding like her father.
She's really like, she's interfering in Frankie's love life. She's interfering in Cassie's love life. See,
this is why all my children, I love you because you have moments, but you need to stop with the moments and give me some consistency. I want the show to be brilliant all through the way One Life to Live is right now. Mm-hmm. That's where all my children should be. But moments like that make it worth me watching. Because let me tell you something. Debbie Morgan was fabulous. It was a good, brilliant writing move, and I have to give them credit for that. They were powerful.
She was great with Frankie at the beginning
of the week. Oh, yes. Oh, and I don't care what you say. I like my big Amazon nurse. I thought she could act, and I thought she was cute. She looked hot. Those were some good scenes, though.
She looked a little prettier.
Wait, but how good was Cornelius when he closed the door and he looked like, he goes, oh, you did not try it out. And she was like, all right. He goes, I can't. Oh, they were. That. Oh.
And she tried to hook him up with Amazon nurse.
I know. I live for
this
the hugger.
This time, she wasn't Amazon nurse. She was Glamazon nurse.
She looked good. She looked good.
Better.
They should bring,
better.
No, they should bring her on. I like her.
Oh,
I like her.
What would you
do? I like her. She's cute. Leave my Glamazon nurse alone. I love her. I love you, Glamazon nurse.
You got Tika in my brain.
Oh,
Tika,
let me tell you something. If y'all don't, that's the only problem that I have with One Night to Live. They need to bring Tika. Layla needs to either come to Pine Valley or Frankie needs to transfer to Landview Hospital. Yeah. Because those two actors together.
Oh, my God.
I would. Talk about melting the screen. I could just picture the two of them going at it.
But don't you think when Frankie's on a scene with Randy that he almost looks like he's overacting because she's so dead behind the eyes?
No, she is not dead behind the eyes.
Randy's not dead behind the eyes?
She's almost dead.
How about this? Very, very sleepy behind the eyes.
It's a weak pulse. No, I don't think he's overacting, but I got to tell you.
Not that he is. I'm just saying.
When he gets all like... He's good.
Hey, I love him.
When he gets all like, I love you, but when he was all about her girl, like, girl, how could you not melt? This man is talking, this good looking black man is talking to you like that. I'm like, how could you not be all like, he's good.
You know what melted this week?
What?
Angie's weave.
Leave my Angie's weave alone.
You know what? I had a thought. I wonder if, like, at night, Debbie Morgan puts that weave on, like, the wig stand, like, the white styrofoam head.
You are so horrible.
Combs it, massages it, greases it, just so.
Leave her hair alone. I love me Miss Angie's hair. Miss Angie's hair can do no wrong.
I swear, on the high-definition television, I saw it move by itself.
You know what pained me this week? You're so horrible.
It was like a wild.
On Friday's episode, it was looking a little busted. Not a lot, but a little. But the episode with Frankie, she looked good. Her hair looked good that day. You're evil. Get away. Anyway, you know what pained me the most this week?
Besides Edgy's weave?
No, Fletcher. I cannot take this anymore. I'm sorry. I don't know who this guy is, but he is horrendous to watch on air. It is like nails on a chalkboard. I would rather have Chinese water torture being done to my eyes than have to watch Fletcher anymore. You know what Chinese water torture is? That's when they take like water and they like keep your eye open and they let the drops just drop. Like constantly into your eye. That's called Chinese water torture. Yeah. They like tie the people up.
You found that out in the Wikipedia. Open.
No, a Batman episode.
Close enough.
From the original TV series. But like that's what I would rather have done than have to watch or hear Fletcher. This actor is so, I keep waiting for Foxy Brown to come busted in and bust this. I was like, where is Pam Grier? I want her to just bust into that van and beat him up for Frankie because I cannot take him. He is so, you talk about stereotype, you talk about Carmen being a stereotype. This guy is a throwback to the 70s. And what hooker signs a contract?
Frankie, Frankie very cleverly points out.
I know. Frankie probably comes up with the fact. But the fact.
Prostitute.
But the fact that there was.
Contract for a prostitute.
But the fact that there was an actual contract and this stupid Randy signed it.
Ridiculous.
The fact that the writers would think that this is even funny to even bring up was stupid. I just was sitting there like, this is what annoys me about this storyline.
You know what really freaked me out though?
What?
That perfectly straight line across Frankie's head.
Leave him alone. I had that.
You do not.
Yes.
You do not.
No, I messed it up.
How is it so perfectly straight?
Because you cut it that way.
Did you ever watch Davy and Goliath?
No, listen.
Did you ever watch Davy and Goliath?
The little claymation cartoon. I love that show.
That's what Frankie's hair looks like. The perfect claymation.
Look, you need to see me when I get my hair. I get my hair cut every week. And you need to see it because when they do it,
it is stubble right now.
No, because I shave. Because it's only like that, like when you get it, like you, like
Frankie's is perfect. Though.
Yeah, but they
it's
have
a
hair
little weird.
Because they have hairstylists.
It looks like
there.
Davy and Goliath.
The hairstylist probably cut it
like the perfect claymation helmet head.
You don't know nothing about us men getting our ghetto haircuts. Leave us alone. It is supposed to be like that, flawless.
I've learned a lot about hair this episode.
This has been a hair episode. Did we talk about everything?
Listen, we talked about Frankie getting kidnapped. Oh, we didn't talk about
Frankie gets kidnapped by Fletcher.
Fletcher says he has a contract with Randy. If he doesn't pay Randy, then he won't free. Then Fletcher won't free Randy.
And can I ask you why he just doesn't go to his father, who's the chief of police?
Because Fletcher threatened him that if he did, he'd be sorry.
Okay, Fletcher, the 1970 caricature of a pimp, your father, super cop, who's been on the run and now is the head of police. Who would you have more faith in?
I don't know.
This is the thing I don't buy. I think this was
the
stupid.
The one thing I didn't buy, we'll wrap this up quickly because we're running out of time. The one thing I didn't buy was that whole fake fight that Randy and Frankie had. I didn't buy that.
Fake fight that Randy?
Because when she was supposed to meet him at Confusion and he comes in and he tells her that she should go to L.A. or that she should go somewhere like far. And she's like, you're trying to get rid of me.
I know. It was in the script, though. You can't blame the two of them. That was bad writing. That was stupid.
Horrible writing.
That was it. But I did love when Amanda came in and saw Jake and Randy talking.
And he turned her down and went running.
I know.
In that black pantsuit.
But I love when Amanda came in and she was like, oh, no, she is not hitting on my man. I was like, Amanda, I love you. That was fabulous.
Why can't we have that?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I love Frankie. Don't get me wrong. I like him very much. I think he's so talented.
I think he's... Mm-hmm.
I think that straight line across his forehead is...
Leave
freaky.
His hair alone, girl. You don't know nothing about our hair. Leave us alone.
Whatever. Listen, I ain't got... My hair ain't nothing to, you know, crow about. It's not. Don't say nothing. Don't tell the viewers. I like them to have a nice illusion about the beauty that is Ashley Mendoza.
You are beautiful in your own
come
way.
On now. All I'm saying is, that's right, in my own way. And
you
all
are
I'm
beautiful,
saying,
bless your heart.
On that note, woo. One life to live. 2 minutes. Go.
Oh my God, I can't in 2 minutes. One Life to Live was so exciting this week. Sarah is alive, and I'm glad they didn't recast because I really do like Justice. They came back to Lambie, I was going to say Pine Valley. Tina and Vicky reunited at the airport. Of course, Vicky's on her way out and says, I hope you're back. You're here when I get back. Tina then shows up at the Lord Mansion because that is her family mansion. And Jessica, who's really Tess right now, Tess is the other personality. Tess does not recognize Tina, and those scenes were hysterical. David Vickers unfortunately left town, but before he left town, he gave his dog, David Vickers, to the nuns.
And is he gone for good?
Yes. Well, he works on Desperate Housewives, and I think he's coming back. But it was such funny stuff with David Vickers and that dog. And then, of course, Dorian busting into the farewell party for Vicky and demanding that she should have been invited because she saved Vicky's life. And then Tess going off on her saying, my husband is like 6 feet under because of you, you bitch. And everybody in town does not realize Tess is in charge after that. But I was loving it. And of course, Rex and Bo are still trapped in 1968. And I'm loving it. It's campy and it's funny. And real quick, Guiding Light was really excellent this week, too.
Wait, no. But before you wrap that up, who is the old lady Who's playing the man?
That's Leia Delaria. She is a lesbian. I hope I'm not outing her. No, she's out. She's a lesbian comic, and she's been on the show before. Her character Delfina was on the show back in the day, so that's why it's great that they remembered her and brought her back as Delfina. And yes, she is doing a bang up job as the man in Delfina. And Guiding Light was good. Baby Max died this week, and it finally the writers gave the cast at Guiding Light some stuff to do, and they turned it out, and I was loving for it. And even my As the World Turns has a little bit of life coming back to it because they're bringing James Sten back and Dusty Donovan. So I'm excited. My other three shows are...
Any life anytime soon?
I told you, my source told me little mixed things. I heard that some of the stuff is really good.
Right.
You know, so this, you know, we'll see. Just like all of you, I'm hoping for the best. I'm praying that I'm wrong about Chuck Pratt. But like somebody in the blog said, and now, like, just like they said in the blog, where the fuck is Petey? You know, you give us somebody that we like, and we don't see them. And I thought Petey coming back would mean more Opal.
Hell no.
She has not met Petey at all.
I know.
Stupid.
All right, listen. I'm going to try to find some more love in my heart. Right now, it's a chore. I got to admit, Terry in Toronto, you have helped me to have a nice release. You know what I'm saying? I've lifted a burden off my heart because of you, Terry in Toronto. The show is a chore. I'm going to admit it to you people. Let's hope it gets back on track. If you want to cheer me up, please email me, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or just go to the blog, www.pinevalleypodcast.com, where you can link to the blog site, you can link to a couple of our friend sites, you know, do all that good stuff. I am so glad to be back this week. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson. And
here's a little something just for you.
Do you remember when we learned how to say hello in Spanish?
Oh, yes, I remember that. It was hola.
That's right.
I like that word. I always thought that was fun.
Let's sing it. It's nice to say hello,
hola,
hello,
hola,
hello,
hola.
It's nice to say hello,
hello,
and how are you?
It's nice to shake your hand,
shake hands,
shake hands.
It's nice to shake your hand,
shake hands,
and how do you do?
I'm fine, me too,
we're fine, and how are you?
I'm fine, me too,
we're fine, and how are you? Hi, Kathy and Jason and Javier.
And John and Jessica and Jose.
And everybody.
Hi.